Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, September 10th. We're on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And what a great day this is. And by the way, if you saw a red flash going down the highway today, it was the F-150 at Mach 4. Because we looked at the clock and it said, it's 8 till. It's 8 till 8. Aren't we supposed to be someplace at 8? So, anybody that we may have left in a vacuum.
Recommend it for anyone.
And speaking of somebody who's always here, always on time, and always has his stuff together, Frosty.
Hey, good morning.
You know, Frosty was ready. You know, he has all these little props. He has little bells and everything. He was ready to take over.
I was.
He says.
I told him we got behind the train.
It was a huge lie.
Well,
you know, but I tell you, somebody that is yelling at you and got her foot on the speedometer on the accelerator.
No, the lie.
My bride.
Thank you. Good morning. No, that's a lie. It was the biggest thing that happened on the internet this morning on YouTube was the senator from,
he was a representative.
Was he a representative?
Representative.
Who yelled in the middle of Obama's speech.
You lie.
And we didn't quite hear it, but that was a little snippet of what I saw yesterday before we took off to the gun club.
Yeah.
And we were watching some of the speech, and Nancy Pelosi just looked, you know, outraged. But before we go into some other things today, and we have a very special guest in the studio, we're going to be talking about banking and finances and what's happening with the money in our country. Tomorrow, of course, is 9/11. Get out your flags. Get out your flags. There's two things that are going on we want to talk to you about. Of course, there's 6:30 in the morning at the Big Flag, and it's going to be it's the 8th year anniversary of 9/11. So 6:30 that begins. There's all kinds of, it's going to be a short but a wonderful, poignant, just a remembrance. And of course, Carl is going to be doing the address speech, and Don Burton is going to be the MC and all kinds of things. Now, tomorrow night at 5:30 at the 9/11 monument in Lake Shasta, Shasta Lake, it is free. It's going to be a candlelit ceremony honoring the memory of those lost in September 11th. There's going to be hot dogs and drinks, and we'll be available at 5:30, and the program will begin at 6:30.
Now, this is one hell of a ceremony they have out there. In fact, they have part of the Twin Towers. They have steel from the Twin Towers right out there in their monument. And we were there last year. If you're looking for a place to go to remember what happened 8 years ago, tomorrow.
Take your
family. The city of Shasta Lake is just, it's an extraordinary remembrance. Mm. This is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We've got a guest and we've got the lines lit up already. I think people want to talk about a number of subjects, and Eric, our guest, is all ready for that too.
Five Star Bank.
That's right. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 221-1402. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Listened to Mr. Obama's speech last night, and he threw out a lot of figures out there, like this insurance policy was going to cover 5% of the people, that it was going to be paid for in total by the premiums, that this would not cost the taxpayers any raise in taxes. So I went in, and using his figures, I put a pencil to it. Assuming that there's 250 million people in the United States legally, because he says he's not going to insure the illegals, I took 5% of that and divided it into the $1 billion a year it's going to cost, and it comes out to $8,000 per person, meaning that a family of four would cost $32,000 a year. Now, I don't think that's a real deal. I think that Mr. Obama might have missed basic math when he went to school.
Well, what happened is that the president used Washington, D.C. accounting when he promised to overhaul, and it's not going to add one dime to the deficit. By conventional arithmetic, the Democrats would drive up the deficit by billions of dollars. You know, when he said, I will not sign a plan that adds one dime to the deficits either now or in the future, period. Well, here's the fact. There is no final plan, so how can he say it? And they've already shown that they're ready to skirt the no new deficits pledge, you know, by changing the rules. You know, the administration has said that since Obama had already indicated, you know, some changes in the doctor payments and this, that it doesn't have to be counted again. Anyway, the bottom line is this: the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, who is you know, they're honest brokers in this, said we do not see the form of fundamental changes that would be necessary to reduce the trajectory of federal health spending, which means there's going to be a lot of money spent on it, no matter what they say. Now, so what you're saying, Henry, is, you know, correct, you know, in the sense that you know, whether your arithmetic or whether their arithmetic is, yours is probably closer to the truth than what we heard last night.
Well, the fact remains, Carl, that these aren't my figures, they're his figures. I just took his figures and put them through the machine.
Yeah, well, you know what, there's a, you know, we're going to be talking about, we have our guest today is Eric Wickstrom, and Eric is, you know, the president of, or the, you know, the director of Five Star Bank here in town, and is all up on this kind of things with banking and where the money's going. We're going to be talking to him about this here in a couple minutes.
Say the last name again?
Eric Wickstrom. Five Star Bank.
And,
oh, okay.
And he, you know, he is involved with our community, but we'd like to have him on about once a month so we can talk about where the money is going. And this is the man that tracks it. So thanks a lot, Henry, for your phone call.
You bet.
Okay, we've kind of introduced our guest here.
Good morning, indirectly. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
And as you can see, after last night's the president's address, it's just one more feeling of feeling out of control.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. At some point, we need to pay for all this. And I think, none of us would say that you shouldn't provide health care to people that need it, yeah. And but there needs to be a way to pay for it, either personally or through an insurance product. And to have the government involved in that just adds layers that I don't think they've had success in other ventures managing money, and I don't think there's anything to show that they're going to have success in this.
Well, President Obama did say, you know, he's not backing off the public health care or the public plan. And the thing about it is they think it's going to take only 5% of the people in the United States will fall under that. And he says it has to pay for itself through its own premiums and that the government can do it cheaper than private industry. Well, you know, once this thing starts, they tried something like this in Florida, North State. And when they tried in Florida, it was to cover people on insurance on homes. And if you read about that, what happened was, because it was cheaper insurance, everybody started taking out insurance policies via the state. And guess what? Premiums were not there to cover. If they have a hurricane go through there, they have no money to cover it.
Eric, you as a president of the bank, and you have many customers that come in, and you're right across from the VA hospital, by the way. So what is the number one thing that when people come in and want to talk to you, what is the number one concern that you're hearing?
Boy, that's a good question. The number one concern I think that a lot of people are expressing these days are, is my money safe in the bank? And is the government going to be there to back it up in case of a bank failure? We've get customers coming in and people off the street that just want to sit down and talk about what's the government doing to help, you know, the economy, to help support the banks. Are they doing it? And is my money safe? Is that FDIC insurance that we've all relied upon for our money, is it going to be there when they need it?
Well, now, didn't the FDIC just make some, didn't they just have some headlines lately?
Well, they did. The projections are that their fund will run out within a couple of years if the bank losses continue to go the way bank closing and bank losses continue to go they're going. Through the whole stimulus package and TARP and some of the actions that were taken over the last 12 months, they have a line of credit that they can borrow on, but I think there's a real there's a real fear that they're going to need to borrow on that, and at some point that gets paid back.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Don't go out and get your coffee cans yet. And if you have questions, please call 221-1402. Ask the banker. He's here. If you've got something on your mind regarding anything that has to do with finances or bank, you know, use the moment. We do have our phone lines lit up, and we're going to be right back after this break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Daniel, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been out doing other fun stuff besides talking to you guys, but not that you're not fun, too.
Well, what could be more fun than that?
Tell us about your trip.
Well, I went down to San Francisco, took my grandson, and we went and saw the Giants play against San Diego, and they snatched defeat right out of the jaws of victory.
Woo!
Well, you know, those are our Giants.
But the thing that really kind of got me interested is after the game, I had a friend of mine with me, too, and we were talking to one of the San Francisco's finest down there. And so I just happened to inquire, well, how do you like working there? And they liked it okay, except for they experienced the fact that the city fathers don't seem to support them very well when there's people wandering around acting like anarchists and that kind of stuff. When they break the laws down there, they don't really want them to enforce the laws, just ignore them where they can. And, you know,
an example of that? Did they give an example of that, Daniel?
There's like at the baseball games, stuff like that, people get a little riotous after the games sometimes, or the football games, or, you know, they'll get out and break windows and that type of thing, and they just don't really want to prosecute them.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because they were riding around naked on the streets of San Francisco on bicycles.
Well, I'm sure there's other stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I witnessed that firsthand.
Yeah, and you know, the hard part was she had to, like, run alongside him for, like, 2 miles up and down those hills. Anyway,
don't
Daniel,
look,
what
Mabel.
Else? What else? What else, Daniel?
Well, and, you know, of course, this other thing is, you know, I listened long and hard for the president to finally give us his plan for health care, which he sort of outlined last night. And he still gave us the plan he really wants to give us. I was doing it in the hopes that maybe I could support the man. But, you know, all they're doing is, you know, they used to talk about President Reagan and voodoo economics. This guy has more voodoo economics than I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, you know, you want him to succeed because we want to, you know, we want the United States to succeed, right?
Right.
We want health care. There are parts of health care that have to be fixed. We all know that. The idea, though, of going in and throwing the whole system out, and you know, because that's your way of fixing it, instead of like any other organized business that has a problem, what you do is you break it down into its different parts, and then you take each part that needs to be fixed, and you fix that part.
Well,
you don't try and fix the whole damn thing.
The first thing we need to do is you surgically cut out the bad parts, like tort reform. You know, that's the first thing they need to take care of. See what that does to it. If that doesn't take care of all the problems, then you step in and you do the next step. But you got to do it in small chunks.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel, we got to run here. Thanks for your phone call.
Take care.
Good to hear from you.
Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So I don't have to take all my money out of the bank, I guess, then, right?
No,
not yet.
Okay. Hey, well, anyway, I'm calling about the old boo last night. How are they going to, since the illegals are going to be insured, apparently?
Okay. What President Obama said, well, there'll be no illegals will be insured under his plan.
Well, what about this proposition that we voted on in California and this judge knocked down? How are they going to handle that now? Is that judge going to be overruled now?
Well, I think that just saying that they're not going to be covered is being disingenuous because the thing about it is that they are covered by going into the emergency rooms. He didn't say anything about not giving them that.
Oh, who's picking up the tab on that one?
Oh,
well, you and I are.
That's right. Yeah, Eric, we were talking about this during the break.
We already cover people that are uninsured and immigrants at this time because by law, the emergency rooms have to provide services to them. That's part of what you have to do when you set up an emergency room. And we're covering it. We're covering
it. So then we're going to have this general fund then is what it is.
Well, I think that's one of the details that maybe wasn't fleshed out too well.
Well, that's one of the many details that weren't, because to say that they're not is not true, because they will be covered. Hey, Greg, this is something we're going to be talking more about, but that was a huge point you just made, because even if they say it's not in there, there's no provisions within the bill to enforce keeping illegals out of it. Thanks for your phone call. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We got to take a break here. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our special guest in the house today is Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. So give us a call, 221-1402, if you need to just kind of get something off your chest or in your mind or find out some information about anything that has to do with money, real estate. Eric has got his finger on the trigger, but right now we're going to the phones. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Eric. How are you this morning?
Great.
We're fine.
Fantastic. I just want to make one quick statement, and then I want to ask Eric a question.
Okay.
But this insurance health care, federal health care program that was discussed last night on television, and you're talking about that it will be extended to illegal immigrants, and it won't be extended to illegal immigrants, but they are covered by the 1958 law that requires hospitals to treat anybody that comes into the emergency room by law.
Exactly.
This is nothing that Obama can correct or not correct within that federal program. That law can't be wiped out by him or anybody else without a referendum. And it needs to be done. You know how I feel about this. I think that the abuses by the illegal aliens in regards to health care is what's breaking the back of California economics.
Yeah. And let me, you know, for people that listen to the show regularly, the hundreds of thousands are out there, that John calls on a regular basis. And John is what I would call an American in the sense is that John looks at both sides. And one day he'll come out swinging and you'll think that John is 2 points left of Maxine Waters, and the next day is 2 points right of Attila the Hun. Because John looks at the topics, and he looks at each subject, trying to look at what's best for America. And I appreciate your phone calls, John, when you do these things. But you're right. And see, it wasn't even addressed, but they said nobody falls under this plan. That's not true, because it's already an existing plan, which has helped to drive up the cost of medicine. And there is not going to be any change on that. So that's not going to save us money. That's still billions of dollars a year.
And it needs to be still addressed.
Absolutely.
That law needs to be looked into. It has to be modified. Absolutely. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now what you
okay, gonna... Eric, question.
Yes. Yes.
I understand that the moratorium on home foreclosures has expired, and they're going to start foreclosing again, that 90-day exemption has emptied.
Yes.
What effect is this going to have, you see, and how big is this?
Well, I think we still have a lot of foreclosures to come through the system. There's a lot. Delinquency rates continue to climb. Foreclosure rates continue to go up. And what's driving this recent wave is the unemployment, people just not having the income to be able to pay their mortgage, as opposed to the last year or two where it was changes in their payments because of their adjustable rate arms or the kind of the toxic mortgages that they had. And so we're seeing the next wave, if you will, of foreclosures. And I think it will continue to, you know, put homes on the market, banks taking homes back, put homes on the market at lower prices than they have been. And it's going to, I feel it's going to continue to keep our home prices down.
Well, it seems to me that it also is falsely impacting those numbers so that it makes, you know, because lower homes are selling and whatnot, but the foreclosure rates going up, it gives a false appearance that the housing market is getting strong again by the number of sales. But it seems also to me that it's exactly the opposite. We're really in a deeper hole than we ever were.
Well, we're in a deep hole. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, our home values have dropped significantly in the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years. The one little shining light out of it is homes are a lot more affordable. Where our affordability factor was in the teens 3, 4 years ago, in 2004, 2005, right. Our affordability factor is now 50 to 55% of the people in our county can afford to buy a home. We ran
They're
some,
working.
if they're, well, that's, yeah, there's about 20% that aren't working, so, but about 55% can afford a home. And we ran some numbers the other day with this new subdivision that's being built just north of the mall along I-5. And we're not involved in that, but we just wanted to see the affordability of it. And the homes are coming on at about $265,000. That's the starter homes there. But the brand new homes, a lot of nice features. A couple earning $10.50 an hour working full time, each of them, can afford to buy one of those homes. So, you know, we're getting down.
Are they selling, Eric?
Well, they're not built yet. They're moving the dirt. They're putting the streets, gutters, and utilities.
Yeah, but generally, don't they take deposits on them ahead of time? And I'm just wondering.
Yeah, and
is there any indication that this thing is going to sell?
I don't know. I'm not involved in that project. I know some of the other projects that are maturing, where there are homes are selling. You know, they're selling for a lot less than they were 2 or 3 years ago. But they're much more affordable for the first time home buyer and the young couples that are kind of the backbone of our future.
Okay, John. Thanks for the phone call.
I appreciate the time.
You bet. No problem.
Great. Let's go to the phones.
John, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, this health care with Obama, he's just using that as a scapegoat to use up his time. Because Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they discussed this health care through their whole term, and nothing happened. So Obama's doing the same thing.
Well, I think...
And one thing, health care... We have almost free health care for the poor in this country. And senior citizens, they're covered under Medicare. So it's the medium class that are having trouble with health care only.
Okay.
Well, except for, like, high drug prices for our seniors.
Well, the seniors are already taken care of with health care. They have Medicare, costs $96 a month. And then if they want a supplement, it's $150 a month. So they're covered.
Well, they're covered up to a point, John. You know.
No, I'm a senior citizen.
Well, I know that, but are you on the Medicare Advantage program?
Medicare.
Okay, but are you on the Medicare Advantage program?
What is that?
Well, it's another part of the Medicare program, and they have many of the seniors are on that one.
I'm on no government subsidizing. I never have been.
Uh-huh.
I've been self-employed for 48 years, and I've always bought my own medical insurance, mm-hmm. for my family,
right,
when I was younger, and so, I never had a problem.
Yeah. So you're saying, John, is that it should be the middle class should get help on it, or should just be able to pay for it themselves?
Well, they need to lower down the price of medical in these hospitals.
Yeah. You know what, John?
I mean... Yeah. There's people that go in there for 2 hours is $18,000.
And you know why? And you're absolutely right. You know, again, there are parts of our healthcare system that need to be fixed. They need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And part of that $18,000 goes back to people coming there illegally that use emergency rooms as their primary care physician and never pay anything.
Well, the reason why they charge so much is because... I don't know what the numbers are, but I think probably 7 out of 10 people that go in there, they get no pay at all.
I don't know what the numbers are. Say that, but I would say that you've got,
depending on where you're at. They get no pay at all, so then when somebody comes in there that they can charge them, they'll charge them the full amount.
Well, that's what they do. That's how they make up the money, or the insurance companies. So, hey, John, we have to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after these messages.
This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Tim.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, I got a question for Eric. Why are there no local banks participating in the SBA ARC loan program? And I'll take that answer off the air. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Well, wait a minute. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
The SBA ARC program, that's the accounts receivable?
SBA ARC program. No, it was a program that the Obama administration came out with to loan money to small businesses. And there were local banks, you know, listed on the SBA printout or whatever, like Reading Bank of Commerce and my bank, who I banked with since high school, Bank of America, you know, has pretty much been hands off on it. I think the reason why is because there's the banks, there's no fees that the banks can charge to facilitate the program. So I think that's why the banks have chose not to participate in this Small Business Administration ARC loan program.
That's I understand your question, Tim. I do think, though, that some of the banks are participating in the SBA programs. I know we are. And many of the banks, some of the kind of the good things that have come out of the stimulus package was the traditional SBA 504 program, which allowed allowed customers to acquire real estate with less down payment than would typically be required for the bank and have an SBA guarantee. The SBA and the government have waived the fees. They used to be for those companies that are less well, that were not well capitalized, maybe had to pay a higher cost to get credit. And they've gone and waived the fees for that for a period of time, which has made them affordable and really an attractive financing option on, you know, acquiring or expanding your real estate assets for your business. The SBA ARC program, I think, is the Small Business Accounts Receivable Program, and it is out there. It is available. It's a cumbersome program to try and get through as far as the paperwork with the SBA, but I think it is being offered out there.
Well, I, you know,
but it's one of the government programs that has more paper than
who is offering it. And you say your bank is offering it. Is that to just your own clients or, you know, what?
No, for anybody that calls in, we'll talk to them and, you know, try and assess their financial needs, their lending needs, and put them in the best program that they qualify for.
Well, you're one of the few then. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay, Tim. Great. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
Bye.
Hey, you know, we got a phone call from somebody else. They didn't mark the name off. I'm not sure if that's who it is, but his question was the cost factors if we don't do anything to health care in the last few years' trend. Well, absolutely. The cost of insurance is going up every year. And that is some of the things that need to be fixed. The whole system, again, like I said, anybody that runs a business and has a big concern or you've got a big problem with a part of your business or with the business, you break it down into sections. And then you take each section and you fix that. To try and fix everything at one time leads to some horrendous problems because you have the law of unintended consequences. Or what if one part of it isn't fixed first and you try to fix the other part and they don't mesh up? So now you've wasted all this time. The other part that the president said last night was they're not going to start this for 4 years. Now, I don't want to be cynical about this, but once you've got all the money in here, how come it was such a rush to throw out $1 trillion out to the economy where we don't even know where it's at, where that money went to? I mean, the banks can't tell you that. The lending parts, the $25 billion that we gave to GM is gone, and it did nothing. They still went down the tubes. All of this. And what is then such a rush to spend all of this money if you're not going to start in 4 years? So I think that you maybe need to go back and take a look about what this, except it 4 years means it's after the next election cycle. Oh, I'm sure that had nothing to do with it, though. The the other parts of it is something did happen last night that was, I thought, really wrong. Somebody shouted at the president during his speech, and he shouted, "You lie." You know, you can disagree with the president of the United States. I mean, obviously, more people are disagreeing now than are agreeing with him. But into the middle of this, I don't care, you know, if you're upset, to shout, "You lie," during the State of the Union, even though it wasn't a State of the Union, it was a Medicare, you know, it's on medical, is so patently wrong.
Well, that's the problem that we have now with our youth is that what are they seeing for examples? They're seeing outrage. They're seeing protests. Okay, they've had the protests, you know, since really protests really began in the 60s where it was just out there. And there was disrespect there with some of the elder, some of the, you know, older people who are conservative would think that during the 60s. And Eric, my question for you is, because we're of the same era, didn't you find, or don't you feel like what's happening in our society now as Americans? Have you ever seen this kind of, what do you want to say, the different ends of the spectrum just not even be able to come close to being on the same page?
Well, I don't think I have seen that. You know, where we were, the different ends of the political spectrum, the kind of the radical left and the radical right, are all talking so loud they're not listening to the other side. And I think, it's a lot of us that are somewhere in between, whether we might be left, right, or in the middle, that, we're paying the price for it. But, yeah, I think that the political debate is being overshadowed by the radical voices that we're hearing.
Okay, we have to take a quick break here. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, we always like having Eric on from Five Star Bank because he can talk about a variety of subjects. But we want to always tie it into the money, of course. Next week we're going to have a foreclosure expert on here. And guess what? He was in the foreclosure industry. And what he found out was when he went in to see these people is that they did not have to have a foreclosure happen to them. And so he's going to be on next week to talk about foreclosures and one, why they don't have to happen, and two, how to avoid them. But a good bank, Eric, will do that too. You don't want to foreclose a property. You want them to keep the
absolutely.
Payments going.
We want to work with them to keep the properties.
Yeah.
Wish everybody felt that way.
Well, like I said, we heard from a friend that when he was dealing with the bank, that all the people he was dealing with were calling from the Philippines or India, so they outsourced the phone calls to there instead of keeping it in America.
Well, what I was trying to say last time in a roundabout way was about respect and about you lie from within the chambers as the president was speaking. There's a lot of things that you can't control. What you can control is hopefully within yourself and your family about respect. And we want to drive home again tomorrow about the 9/11 6:30 program at the flag in the morning and also the candlelight at Shasta Lake tomorrow night at 5:30.
Yeah.
You pay your respects for those people who lost their lives, and not only the people that lost their lives in the towers, those firefighters and policemen and those first rescue response people who lost their lives trying to rescue those who died. And that was 9 years ago tomorrow.
Eight years ago tomorrow.
Eight, sorry.
And the
thing, 999 yesterday, so yeah, no, I'm still in the nines. But I meant 8 years.
8 years ago. And the thing about it, too, we can't forget is that, and it was driven home in the last week when we lost a North State warrior, a young man that was killed there. And you know what? They're dying every day. We can't forget that. You know, the giant flag should be flown at half-mast every time there's a death over there. And maybe that what people would see is that when that flag's at half-mast almost every day, that there's a war going on. Sometimes we forget. Hey, if you go to factcheck.org, President Obama's speech is on there. A lot of the facts and figures that I quote comes from them, and they are nonpartisan, better than Snopes.com, which I believe is partisan at times. Factchecks.org. We'll go in there, and they break down the amount of money being spent on the plan that the president talked about last night. Hey, Eric.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot for being here.
My pleasure. It's always my pleasure.
You come back again?
Absolutely.
Give us some more stuff.
Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. The attitude is to help the people out there. It's not to see what you can take, but give back to the community. And that's one of the reasons that Five Star Bank is doing it's helping by keeping the funds for our troops, for the money that was donated, so we can send the DVDs and the CDs and the packages to our troops in the future.
Yeah, there's an account there called Christmas for the North State, Christmas for the Troops. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow, actually.
That's right. And by the way, when we asked for a guest host, we had a number of people. So Jeff Wurst is going to be our guest host. And we're working out with him, which would be the best day for Jeff to come in here. He gets to sit right there in front of the microphone and be the guest host. with us and get involved with this mess.
Let's start doing this on a regular basis.
Well, we, you know, we've had one before, and it was great. And so here's our second one, and we're going to continue this on a monthly basis, too. Okay, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow's open line. Join us. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.